Now, Liberal Democrats in the UK have denounced London's complicity in Saudi Arabia's devastating war on Yemen, calling it, quote, shameful. Recent report shows the Saudi Air Force being trained by British government in both Saudi Arabia and the UK itself. The Liberal political party has urged the government to immediately stop the training and restrict arms sales to the oil-rich kingdom. A spokesman for the party has condemned the indiscriminate bombing of innocent civilians by Saudi Arabia throughout Yemen as a blatant violation of international humanitarian law. Britain's Defense Secretary Michael Fallon has admitted helping the Royal Saudi Air Force, but added that it was meant to, quote, improve their targeting process. Saudi Arabia came under mounting pressure for its recent airstrikes, which killed at least 140 people and injured up to 600 others at a funeral in the Yemeni city of Sana'a. And now we're joined by Mr. Tony Gosling, investigative journalist out of Bristol. Hello, Mr. Gosling. Thanks for joining us on Press TV's Top 5 once again, sir. Now, Mr. Gosling, your views on how the UK can arm and train the Saudis to kill innocent Yemeni civilians, and the UN hasn't issued any resolution to put a stop to it, and the ICC hasn't mentioned complicity in war crimes not one time.
Well, I'm afraid not. And it's also interesting, we've just heard this week about South Africa and other African countries leaving the International Criminal Court. They've decided that it's a kangaroo court. They've had enough of it. And I'm afraid it's in meltdown. That's because it's controlled by the West. But look, on Wednesday this week at Prime Minister's Questions, the leader of the Scottish National Party also approached Theresa May, questioned Theresa May in public, our Prime Minister, saying what is going on with supplying these weapons to Saudi Arabia that are being used to kill, and the UN, not me, the UN are saying roughly 5,000 civilians have now been killed, and two-thirds of all of those killed in Yemen have been civilians since this, well, you can't call it a war, it's a slaughter that started. Let's also not forget that you've got President Hadi there, who is actually aligning himself with the Saudis. This is unbelievable, isn't it, that the president of a country could be aligning himself with a foreign power that is killing two-thirds of his own civilians, everybody that's killed. So this president is obviously not fit to take office, and it doesn't surprise anyone to hear that he was installed in Yemen, which is the poorest country in the Middle East, by the West. So that's why this civil war is happening, is because of interference from outside in what's been happening in Yemen. So what I'm saying is the Liberal Democrats who have condemned this today and called for an end to arms shipments aren't the first. There are many other parties in Britain, the opposition parties, who are basically calling out this Theresa May government for backing what is essentially a money-making exercise, £3.3 billion a year, being made by British companies by selling arms to the Saudi Arabians. And now we hear as well supporting the training of the pilots that are doing the killing, what many believe are war crimes.
And Mr. Gosling, now, if a non-Western country or a non-Western allied country would go down the same exact path like the UK, train and arm one of its allies to carry out bombing in a neighboring country on funerals, shelters, on weddings, and kill an indiscriminate number of number of civilians, what would that country's fate be?
Well, I think that it's pretty obvious that it's a propaganda war being fought here, because it's complete double standards for the crimes of the British by the British and the Americans and the Israelis. Look, 2 weeks ago, you mentioned the attack on the funeral. In Sana'a, we had a 500-pound laser-guided US bomb killed 150 people, roughly, and wounded about 600 people. The investigation last weekend said that there was an unnamed party behind that. And what we're hearing now, of course, is that a lot of training and logistical support for the Saudis has been being provided by the British. I wonder if it was the British who are the unnamed party. They claimed that the site contained Houthi rebel leaders. Well, maybe it did, one or two that attended the funeral, but there's no need to kill 150 people and wound 600. So you've seen a ramping up over the last months by the British, really, in their intervention. They admit that Britain has been helping to target Saudi attacks, and they say, the Ministry of Defence, that they're ensuring the rules of war are complied with. They said that in January 2016 this year, And that since then, the attacks on civilians have actually increased because most of the military targets have been destroyed. So what is behind the Saudi slaughter in Yemen? Many people around the world, except maybe the British government and the British people who are not, this is not being reported properly here in Britain, are asking what's behind it. That what's happening is the Middle East is being balkanized and destabilized, and this is happening to every country, every sovereign country that does not follow US and Israeli orders. Massive war crimes, I think, covering hundreds of thousands of square miles across the Middle East, aided and abetted by hundreds of millions of dollars of Pentagon propaganda, as we found out last week. Companies like Bell Pottinger paid to actually fake news reports, which are then inserted into the Western television reports. So that's effectively what's going on. And a war crime is absolutely what is these kind of civilian targeted killings. We've also seen a US Navy destroyer firing cruise missiles. No real reporting of that, no decision for the US to get involved. And it's also worth mentioning the very last Nuremberg prosecutor from after the Second World War. It's one still alive who was prosecuting the Nazis at the end of World War II, Benjamin Ferenc. He has three words for the people involved in these war crimes: law, not war, because the rule of law is being torn up by the West in Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and right across the Middle East for the convenience of Israel and Israeli expansionism.
Thank you. We should also add, the bombings aren't just a war crime in Yemen. The prevention of, when you deny a civilian population food, medicine, and water, that's also a war crime that Saudis are doing with the blockade there. Thank you much once again, Mr. Tony Gosling, for your valuable input out of Bristol, investigative journalist.